All right, so we're continuing. Ooh, wait. The mic is on. I mean the speaker. Okay. So let's continue in the overview a little. It's a little frustrating because obviously you can't really get a good overview without seeing the particulars. But on the other hand, you don't want to just go without a compass. You know, you don't want to go without a compass. So we're just trying to get our bearings here. Okay. So you took a look at what the sources. So you see Adam, as you see from Chavav, that what? That Adam really comes under two headings, it would seem. Right? When you say Adam is Muad Liolam, what does that mean? That's in terms of treating him, that's the Lashon of Mamon HaMazik. Isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the Lashon of Mamon HaMazik. Meaning, say, in terms of Shmiras HaGuf. Right? In terms of Shmiras HaGuf. That's not the Lav of Pentosif. Right? Because the Gemara dashes it out from a Riboy of Petza Tachas Petza. The Gemara dashes it out from a Riboy just in terms of the din of Tashlumim, the din of Mazik, not the lav of the Gavra. And that's why the Gemara goes through these cases and says, I mean, it's explicit. It's basically explicit, right? Because Gemara says, "Dumi d'shiveres kalim, ma hosam nezek in arba dvarim lo." So here too, nezek in arba dvarim lo. Right, that if a person does damage just purely because of a lack of shmirah, not because of a participation of the gavra, right? Then he's just treated like a he's just liable for the nezek. Liable for the nezek alone. Yeah. So what's the difference? Why should he? Why is he only liable for the nezek in those cases? Why is he only liable for the nezek? Mechayvo al hashogeg kemezid ve'alonis kerotzon. Yeah. So what are the cases? You have a couple of cases. The guy has a stone in his lap, right? He doesn't realize it. He stands up. So in terms of nezek he's chayev, and in terms of arvus dvarim he's potter. Right, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says over here, Nezek in arba dvarim lo, delo mechayvi arba dvarim ela o mezid, o korov le mezid. Dum yudachi yirivun anoshim. Dehosim ksiv, ripoy v'sheves. Which parsha is that? The psukim are a little bit scattered about. Right, v'chi yirivun anoshim, that's rakshiv to yitin rapoy rapoy reshes. But that's some sort of an aggressive action. What's that?
The action being aggressive. Meaning there's no aggressive.
So you have to be dumya to this. It's either neza, either mazid or karav lemazid. Karav lemazid would be what? A guy goes up on the roof and he gets knocked down by a ruach matsuya. Right. That's still karav lemazid. So it's interesting. You still don't need to have a maisa of aggression. It doesn't have to go that far. But it has to be something that he should have known, that he could have known would happen, and he didn't care about. So these cases are pretty much karav la'onis. Yes. Yeah, so what's the difference, though? Why is he only chayav nezek in these cases? Is Muad Liolam, right? I mean, if Adam is Muad Liolam, so then So he's a mazik.
The word mu'ah comes from the word mu'ah. Just
from edus. Okay. In other words, it has to be adam mazik, right? It has to be adam mazik. So it's only adam mazik when his das is involved in the outcome, right? Even just the fact that he knows it might happen and doesn't prevent it, then it's adam mazik. The gavra is a mazik, as opposed to saying that his guf is a mazik. Guf is a mazik. That just means he didn't do a good shmir on his guf, right? But the mechayev for the dalad dvarim is the adam amazik. It's really it's mano a mano. It has to be gavra to gavra, right? It's really a his gavra is attacking the other guy. You understand? Or is involved in the nezik to the other guy. That's kiyirivan. The gavras are involved. Kiyirivan is the gavras are involved. It doesn't have to be an act of aggression, but it has to be that the actor is considered the gavra himself, not just that his guf is causing hezek and he didn't watch his guf properly. Okay. So you see, so adam can fall into both of those categories. That the essence is involved, that his das is involved, his idea is involved.
That's like Carl Mazes, like Mazes. The shogeg is really just removal of that.
Shogeg is idea. He knows the thing. He knows the action he's doing. He couldn't know that it was proper.
Which case of shogeg do you mean? Boshes. All right. I'm just trying to analyze the lashon of here. So by nizike mamon, the Ram says that if you have a nefesh chaya, shibushalodom shehizika, it's mazik, son of the bailam achayav. Right? Chayav mashalim. And by chovel umazik, the Ram says, hachovel b'chavero chayav l'shalim lo. Chamishadvarm. Ve'iluhim. Nezek, v'tsar, v'ripoy, v'shevez, v'boshes. So what do you see over here? And also to take a look at the Koseris, right? He din chovel b'chavero, o mazik mamono. Right? There's a different meaning between chovel and mazik. Correct? Different meaning between chovel and mazik. Okay, what's the explanation for that? Because when you are a chovel, one of the things you chayev on is nezek, right? But you're not considered to be a mazik as chavero. You're a chovel as chavero. Could be. Not every type of a chovel is mazik too, right? Yeah. Go ahead, explain to me.
He does use the term mazik chavero also, right?
Where's that?
Like on the dollar.
Yes. When you are chova b'chavero, which one in dollar? Right.
You can do both principles when you're mazik somebody.
Right, v'chein zesh nemar b'chovel b'chaveru umaziko. Right, lo sochos einecho. Right. Well, he says that when you're chovel b'chaveru, you have to pay him the nezek that you did. Right, but chovel seems to be broader, a bigger. It seems to be a different. It can contain nezek, but. What? Right. Because when you're chova b'chavero, there could be five outcomes. It could be an outcome of nezek, an outcome of tsar, an outcome of ripui, sheves, and boshes. Right. But that, but the maisa is a chovel. The maisa is not a mazik b'chavero. No. Am I making too much of this? Yeah.
Different kind of nezek than when your nezek is mamonos.
Whereas by mamonus, you're just a mazik. You're a mazik someone's mamon. You're not chovel b'mamono. And that's in the Koseris. He splits it up. See the Koseris? Chovel b'chavero, Omazik Mamono. Okay, they're two different things. When you're Chovel, one of the things that you did is also be Mazik. So what is Mazik and what is Chovel? Let's just, so what is Mazik? What is Mazik? It's an interesting question. What is Mazik? It's an interesting question. What is Mazik? So that's what I showed you, the halacha. What's the halacha over there? You have the question of Hezek She'eino Nikar. Hezek She'eino Nikar. Shmei Hezek, or not Shmei, Lo Shmei Hezek. So we hold Lo Shmei Hezek.
So is it lacking in the Shmei yourself, or actually causing that
burden? 1 second. This is even willfully. Which halacha is it? In Chovel Mazik, right? Hamazik mamon chavero hezik she'eno nikar. Hoil velo nishtana davar velo nifsida tzuroso or reze potter min hatashlumen din Torah. What's the case? Shatimei ochlin tahorim shel chavero. You go to your friend, you got nice tar fruit, and you metame them. Right? Okay, whatever it is. All different types of things you can do to people. But they're not a it's a hezek she'eino nikar because the thing didn't change. But the Rambam says hovil v'hifkas demeim, you definitely reduce their value, right? Miso midrabanan, since you reduce their value, you chayev to pay. Yeah. So what do you see over here from this? What is here? Then mazik does not equal hefsid mamon, right? Mazik v'chavero doesn't mean you caused him a loss. Right? I mean, and we know that. Everybody knows that. Because there are many ways to cause people losses that certainly don't come under hezek. For instance, there are a lot of grammas that cause people losses. Right? There's a lot of grammas that cause people losses and not part of mazik. So what is mazik? But here it's even closer than a gramma. Because it's actually a maisa that you could say, gramma, you didn't do a maisa to the guy. Did do a mice to the thing. Yeah, you did. You took the sheretz and you dropped it right on. Right? So, but you're not chayev. You're not chayev. So what is mazik then?
Are you assuming that the mazik and the chovel mazik is the same as mazik and mamon or shehizik?
No. But right now this is a straight case of mamon. Oh, you mean mamon or shehizik? Right now, yeah. Whether it's the gavra who acts on someone's mamon or his shor that acts on someone's mamon, right? Well, but if you're metame his what's tar? I mean,
now him as a baal. A baal had a certain usage of his fruits.
Right.
And
so
now he doesn't have the same function.
Right. So why isn't he? But he's not a mazik. Just because he's not a mazik.
Hamazik
mamon chavero hezik shenar nikar. Hoa velo nishtane ha-davar, velo nifsida tzuroso. Okay. Harei zeh potem en ha-tashlumen. That's one of those, din Torah. That's like the Ram says, kol mechitza she'eino omei kiparetz eino mechitza. Right? You weren't here when we do that. But in a general sense, it has a shame mechitza. But in terms of halacha, it doesn't. In the general sense, you definitely damage the guy's goods, but in a halachic sense, it doesn't have the din of hezek. It's a refinement of the term hezek. There's a refined definition of hezek in terms of Torah. There's a colloquial hezek, and then there's a halachic hezek.
You're saying that you're dimmed from functionality of the object?
Damaging. But hezek she'eino nikar is damaging functionality.
Not as the object. In other words, for some extrinsic reason, you made it that this object can't be used. But as far as the object is concerned, it's still fully functional.
See, the Rav has something. We did it a long time when we were doing Bava Kama last time we came across this. The Rav mentions in the name of Chaim that hezek, when you pay for hezek, that really the mechayev is to replace the thing. Right? But if I break your object,
it's gone,
right? If I buy you a new one, it's not the same one, right? So it's always a replacement, right? In other words, the point is like this: when I break something of yours, I can never truly recover it for you. I can never truly give it back to you. Right? It's a new thing. It's a new one. It's not the same exact one. It's not the same exact one. That's refurbished. There's something new in there. No, so mazik is in terms of the cheftza, is in terms of destroying the cheftza. Like the Gemara says, what's the difference between a little bit of it, a little bit and a lot? It's the same thing. Like the whole halacha is about killing an animal. So if you damage it, they say that's like killing it a little. There's a certain amount of destruction. Nezek is really destruction of the cheftza, right? It's a maisa that really destroys the cheftza. The only thing is, you can destroy it a little bit, you can destroy it a lot. Okay? But what does that mean? It means like this. That really the machayev is the destruction of the cheftza. But now, but there's no way to undo that. It's never possible to undo. Right? You can't unrip the shirt. Right? It's not possible to undo. So every payment is really what?
Instead of.
Is really instead of. It's an interesting thing. Every payment is really just a secondary method. In other words, if Nezek was mumminous, that's the point I'm trying to make. I know I'm a little disorganized this morning. If Mazik was Hefsid Mamon. You understand? If that was the definition of Mazik, so then the payment of Mamonus would be an undoing of the Hezek. You understand? Like by Gnev and Gizela. So there you really can undo. Right? Because you can return the object. There's a Chiyah, there's a Mitzvah by Gizela. So Veshev is a Gezel, right? So that really is returning.
You should fix it and then go back. Right.
Right. That's a question. If it breaks and you pay back, you would say you Veshev as a Gzela, or is it a separate din of Tashlum? But by Mazik it's not possible. By Mazik it's not possible. There's no returning of the thing. It's never coming back. It's never coming back. But so now what does it require? It requires mumminess to stand in for the thing. You understand? Mumminess is standing in for the object that was lost. That's what seemed to be the realm of Nezek. Okay? That would seem to be the realm of Nezek.
There's just a question on
okay. If somebody's mominous, right? So in terms of somebody's mominous, you have mazik. In terms of somebody's mominous, you have mazik. Now, so the machayev is really the damage, the physical damage to the object, and it's tashlumen, it's substitution of mominous. Okay. Now that's what the Rush says. So the Rush says that once you have this idea of substitution, now you can have rules of say we have a shuma lahakel. You understand? That's where shuma lahakel fits in. It's a shuma. We now need something in money to represent the thing that you lost. You understand? If it's really a mumminous loss, then you wouldn't be able to say, you wouldn't say a shuma lahakel. You'd say, well, what was it really worth to this guy? You understand? You could argue, but I'm saying shuma lahakel fits in well with an idea that we have to set mumminess that represents the thing, and now there are different ways of representing it, so we can choose a more makel way, because the only you're not really doing the thing anyway that you want to do. You're not really giving it back to him anyway, right? And it's not essentially a maisa of hefsid mamon. So you need the mumness as a stand-in for the thing. The shuma is the, what relates this mumness to the chefza. So I can say, yeah, but there are different ways to do a shuma. You can do a shuma on a wholesale price, retail price, whatever it is. But whatever methodology I have, I'm achieving the same goal. That's why it could be either way. It could be either way. Right? And it's interesting, and the Rush holds is just a completely, he seems to hold the same thing. There's no difference between the Nezek, in terms of the Tashlumen, there's no difference between replacing the guy's row of cabbage and his arm, right? He holds it's a klal. It's a klal in Shuma of Nezek. It's a Shuma Lahakel. Right? That's why he says, that's why we use this methodology, because it's a Shuma Lahakel. Yeah, but that's the nezek part. That's the nezek part. But when a gavra to gavra interacts, it's more than a maisa hezek. It's more than a maisa hezek. It's a chovel v'chaveru. Yeah. So what does that mean? What's a chovel v'chaveru? I know that's why you have a different term. Yeah, go ahead.
No, what do you mean by this?
Just clarifying.
Clarifying. Let's say I would say no, it's really a hanging as a chafza. What would you?
So then it should be a mazik. Uh-huh. You should say he's a mazik. You should say that. In other words, the point is like this: Hachovel knows mazik is just in terms of a chafza. So that's a person's possessions. You mazik somebody's possessions, right? And you change them for the worse, and then you have to compensate for the change. But when you hit an individual, you're a chovel, and you can even be a chovel. You're a chovel. Now a chovel is not only mominous. Chovel is not only mominous, because there's a chovel pays five things. You understand what I'm trying to say? Chovel is five things. A chovel is a maisa to the gavra. It could have five consequences, one of which being a change to his guf. But it doesn't have to be. It could be a chovel. That's what the Rambam explains in Perek Aleph and Beis, that you can be a chovel that just has tzar, just creates tzar.
I mean, all the four things are all phenomena of the Gavra, and not his
They're all possible consequences of a maisa to the gavra, right? You could be a chovel b'chavero. Now you have to see how much are you roy to pay for your maisa of being a chovel. But the idea of chovel is not a hakah of hezek. Hakah of hezek is just a mamas and possessions. Chovel is a new term. We need a new term because it's a hakot to the gavra. Bichaveiro, hachovel bichaveiro. Right now, one of the things is now you have to see what was the effect. Did it change his guf permanently? It has to be a permanent change. Did it cause him pain? Did it cause the medical bills? Right, PMJ maybe. And Shabbos and Parshas.
Does Chavira mean a guy's
Jew? Right. So that's the Rambam in Perek Aleph, where he goes through the cases. Minayin Shem Mazik B'Chavira Chaya B'Tzar B'Fnei Atzma. Meaning to say, that is true that there's a different idea of a Chovel. It's an attack on the Gavra. But how do you know that you pay more than just the monetary damage? How do you know he's a mazik? He's talking about the case where there's hezek too. Tzar b'makom nezek. How do you know that you pay tzar b'makom nezek? True, it's a different thing, but how do you know that there's a different tashlumen? In Perek Beis is different. In Perek Beis is talking about where there's no nezek, where you just do the thing alone. Okay. Yeah. All right. So the next, did that cover this, the Maram Kolos basically? I think so, right? The one final question that I don't know if we're going to have to think about a little more is the question is like this. This is the big question that everybody's interested in. What are these payments? Are they considered like knas, or are they considered like tashlumin? Right? What's the nature of these payments? When you pay the nezek, that's what I'd like to explain. That's what I'd like to understand. What do we mean by the difference? Right. In the Sefer Mitzvahs.
Yeah.
Knas means like when you steal somebody's mamon, so you replace what you stole. That's tashlumin, right? But then there's a knas to pay double, to pay a penalty, right? So that's knas. In other words, mamon usually is seen as the natural consequence of your act. You deprived him of mamon, and you're replacing what you deprived. Knas is something as a penalty. Right? It always goes to the guy that you did the thing to, but really it's more of a punishment. So we say a moda b'knas is pata. The guy admits that he did the thing, he's pata from knas. But he's definitely chayiv in the momentus. He said, why is a moda b'knas pata? What kind of sense does that make? Why is a moda b'knas pata? Because he's doing tshuva? Maybe he's just a smart guy. Well, he's going to have to pay the underlying thing anyway. So.
Is there any difference to show that he's
in terms of knas?
Isn't it not the person will do it, but an extra reason to not come out of the car, the only reason to not do it is to get a car,
Right. I think the Ram says that you want the guy to suffer what he tried to make the other guy suffer. He tried to deprive him of this amount of money, so if you just return it, there's no loss to the Ganav. Right? No loss to the Ganav. But Kefil means there's a loss now. I was doing Ram, hey, Perkei Lechavav, Chol Mazik. So if in the middle of Olim, Lo Ayusham Edim Klal, so he says, you hurt me. And he admits it. Right, they go to Basin. Reuven says to Shimon, you damaged, you hurt me, you attacked me. And Shimon says, yeah, I did. And I did a good job. So he's putter from the Nezek and the Tsar. But he's Chayev in the Sheves, Boshes, and Ripoy. So what's strange about that? What's strange? Which one is strange? Huh? Why is Boshes Pater and why is Nezek Pater and why is Boshes Chayev? So he says like this. Veloma Ram knows it's difficult. He says Veloma Mishalem Adam Shlosh Dvar Me'elu Al Piatzmo. Why does he pay these three things by himself? Shehasheves Varipoy Mamonu Veloknas. So the loss wages and the money he has to spend to heal himself, that's real mammon. That's real mammon. Mammon at the door. Mammon that's not coming in the door, and mammon that's going out the door. Right? She'im lo yitein lo harei chasro mammon. She'hu misrape bo ubito mimalachto. I'm spells it out. Right? It's not hezek. It's not mammon hamazek. It's not that you're mazek mammono. Right? But he's incurring a loss and losing malacha, right? V'aboshes lo higia lo ele b'sha'ashe hode b'foneinu shu choval bo. Boshes is a technicality. Because he's being embarrassed by the hodah itself, it's like a mice of boshes right now. But what? Doesn't speak about Nezek. Apparently Nezek, he holds the Knas. And Tsar is definitely holds the Knas, we've seen. Nobody really knows where the Ram got this from. The Magid Mishnah doesn't like it. The Raiva doesn't like it. But that seems to be the way the Ram seems to be the way the Ram holds.
You didn't say there was a Kabbalah like Knas, but in terms of Nezek, it should be...
Why is Nezek not partial?
Or if you're sleeping and you hurt the guy...
So the point is like this: Nezek is always damaging physically, right? But there's nothing wrong with saying that by a guy's mamon, by a guy's property, we consider it a tashlumin. But by his guf, we simply can't consider the tashlumin. You understand? Since we were saying before, is that when you damage a guy, the money is always just a replacement, is always a commensurate, is always is something that is in place of, right? Not the actual thing, it's a substitute. So it's possible to say that the Rambam holds that by when you damage this property, so we'll say those essentially have. Look, even property. I don't know what even property really doesn't seem to be a true replacement. If I damage your car, I mean, you had a lot of utility, right? Your old car. You had good times. You had a lot of good times with that car. A lot of sentimental value. You took away a lot more from the guy than the scrap value, right? But that's it. Halacha can't quantify all those things. Can't quantify all those things. So we say replace it. The only way we can replace it is by a measure of mamonis. But we're recognizing we're never really giving you back the old thing. Can never give back the old thing, right? But since essentially it exists in you, to you, in the realm of your possessions, we can use mamonis to represent its tashlumin. But by the guf, that analysis that doesn't work. By the guf, it doesn't work. It's gone, and it didn't exist to you in that realm at all. So the mammon that you pay doesn't have the shame of tashlume going around.
When you're not somebody's mammon in general, it's not that.
One second, right? You hear what I'm saying? It makes sense. And sartu. But the mammon, but the repo in the Shevis is mammonis. Question is boshes. What does the Rambam mean of the chayv boshes? Because you're embarrassing the guy in court. So the Rav asks, but that's still Dvarim.
Yeah,
Baisha B'Dvarim is Pater. So what do you mean? So you mowed there, but still it's just Dvarim. He gives an answer that I didn't like, but maybe we'll take it up. You think about it. You can think about it. It's off base right now. Maybe we'll come back to it. Huh? In the Rishimos.
No, there's a boshes.
What?
Yeah. No. What?
Formulate a question.
Question.
What did you just ask? Why are you chayav boshes? Because you admitted in court that you beat the daylight out of the guy. It's still dvarim. Anyhow, yeah.
You just say that it's a different type of boshes when somebody embarrassed somebody with words versus when he's mazik him with physicality.
Mazik him with physicality, yeah. But now in court, what's he doing? Words.
But he's talking. In other words, it's an embarrassment about physical.
Right.
Physical
right. That's the approach I wanted to take. He took a different approach. I don't really. He wants to say that if you hurt a guy, you're chayef for all the embarrassment that comes from it. The only problem is, how do we know you hurt the guy since you just moda? So moda b'knas is potter. So it would seem that we don't believe you about it. He says, no, it doesn't mean that you don't believe you. We believe you. Just we can't even chayiv you for it. So since we believe you, so now we say you did hurt the guy. And now talking about it is an embarrassment that is an outcome of that hakah. It was not just the embarrassment of the hakah itself, but even embarrassment that is generated from that hakah. But no, I have to think about it. Two different approaches. That's the way he wants to go. And you're saying when you say boshes of dvarim, that means that the boshes is
a different quality.
But if I brag that I beat a guy up, that's not boshes of dvarim.
I wouldn't say that it was that the boshes of dvarim is just effectuating the boshes of the maisa original. Because the boshes still.
That's what he's trying to get back to. He's trying to like right.
Where's Ram talking?
Which case?
The case we're talking about.
It's the next halacha.
Where?
Oh, this very case is Hei Vav. In Chovel
Mazik. No, Bisha Dvarim.
Oh, isn't that, it must be earlier. Earlier, where he says, where he quotes the halacha that it's an Isser anyway. It's an Isser of,
Bim Vaishar.
Av Bisha Vaishar Ambed Dvarim, Potter.
Doesn't Ram put in the same halacha, he says, it's
3-7. Right.
So I'm saying, so
right.
You see, like, but if you spit on him, so you don't see that's a Kabbalah.
Okay. So anyway, so tomorrow let's start the Pesukim. Let's start the Gemara, okay?